This is season one, episode one of Sellers and Makers Podcast. And I am your host, Hope. And this is your other host,
Christina. We're so excited that you're here. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about a little bit of everything. Everything from business, maybe some embroidery, some sewing, some crafting, what it's like to be a mom with a business, a mom just trying to try something new, be a friend, and what it's like to navigate this world.
Getting crafty with it.
Getting crafty with it. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. I feel like we need that in the podcast for sure. Na, na, na,
na, na. Today, we're going to introduce you to our new podcast and what to expect coming up with us. So first, we want to go into a, you know, just intro on who we are and everything that we kind of want this podcast to be going forward. So our fearless leader here is Christina, and she has a great background in all things embroidery and sewing and everything that she has come up with thus far in her life. So I'm going to turn it over to her. Give a little intro.
Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast. First off, we're super excited to start something new and hopefully something that will be around for quite some time. As Hope said, I'm Christina. And I think to give you guys a little bit of the dynamic here between Hope and I, she's one of my longest friends, known her since seventh grade, you know, potato, potato, but we have a very fun friendship that over the years has developed. And thankfully now we get to work together. And, I hope you guys enjoy a little bit of our banter back and forth. But as Hope said, I actually came into this business, I would say, as a young child. My grandma taught me how to sew. Ever since I can remember, I was sewing with her. She was one of the biggest influences in my life. She's someone who taught me how to persevere and how to, obviously, the sewing aspect too, but she's a very strong-willed woman who led her family very well. And so she's someone that I always aspired to be like. So she taught me how to sew, and that was something that I took with me through my life. As far as creativity goes, it was kind of something that just sat in the background through college, high school and college. And after I got married and had my first baby, I thought, you know what? I want some monograms. I want that cute baby bedding and all of those cute little ruffly clothes for my little girl. And I looked at the price tag and I said, nope, I cannot do that. And so I figured I'll make it. And that's where it all began. I started making her cute little ruffly dresses. And then I approached my husband and I said, I know I've never done this before, but I'm sure I can. I need an embroidery machine. And so he's very supportive, and I'm sure he thought I was absolutely crazy, but he took me to a little sewing shop in Katy, and we looked around, and I'd already done my research. I already knew which one I wanted, but I don't know that he knew that. I think he thought we were just browsing. So we went in and walked out with an embroidery machine. I came home, and I'd never had any lessons. I knew the sewing part. Embroidery was something completely new. I'm sure some of you will be able to relate to this, but I did my first embroidery design probably 5 minutes after we walked through the door. It was a built-in font in the machine. It was a single needle Brother machine. And I didn't know you needed stabilizer. So I stitched it. Actually, it was on one of my husband's shirts. I was like, I'll put your initials on here. I was trying to get him excited, or as excited as I was. And it flopped because it was a knit type shirt. And it just was not pretty. But I think he saw my excitement and it grew from there. So I started out with my daughter's stuff. And then that led to friends saying, hey, that's cute. Where'd you get it? Can you make me one? And then as that grew, I built an Etsy shop, and I spent, I would say, at least half of my time scouring the internet or going to Walmart or Children's Place or Target or different places trying to find cute blanks. And Jacob, my husband, would just be like, you mean you drove around town for 4 hours for that one 4T t-shirt that you needed? And I was like, yes, because the first place I didn't have it, or this one didn't have the right color. And I just went around and around. And that's when I had the idea to open my own blanks company. And I stored that idea away for a rainy day, because at that time I had my baby girl and probably, I don't know, the next one on the way. Can't remember exactly when it was, but I stored that idea away for a little while. Then, moving forward, my dad, he lost his job. He was a nursing home administrator for all of his life, and he lost his job, and he was kind of like, what is my next step? What am I going to do now? And he was sitting there and he's like, I could build this business or I could do that business. And I was like, I have an idea. And he thought I was crazy. He's like, I don't know anything about baby clothes and neither do you. And I used some of my grandma's tenacity a little bit. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to figure it out. And we spent about a year finding our manufacturer and getting our first production run ready. And then we launched Love That Cotton. That was, I believe, back in 2015. And that's been a really fun ride. From there, we, about 3 years ago, we purchased another blanks company called Elio. And that was a company that really, I felt, it complemented Love That Cotton very well. They also had seersucker Southern style clothing made specifically for embroidery. And so that was a very good addition for us. And then after that, we had the opportunity, I guess we'll take a step back. One of the things that I think grew Love That Cotton as quickly as it did was the trade shows that we would attend. And I say shows because there were several. We did Appliqué Getaway was our very first one. And then Everything Embroidery Market was another one. And we went to several of those, as many as we could go to. Chastity did two a year. And for the most part, once we started, we went to all of them. And that was something that I felt like really grew our business. So this last year, when Chastity announced that she was no longer going to be doing Everything Embroidery Market, I couldn't imagine continuing Love That Cotton without that as a just as an avenue to be able to see our customers in person and whatnot. So we decided, I say we because my family all thinks I'm crazy, but I decided for us together, we collected, of course, yes, we decided to purchase Everything Embroidery Market. And as you all know, through the pandemic and life has been crazy and things have changed. And so now we've decided to launch our newest thing, which I'm about to tell you about. It's called EEM Connect, which is You want to say what it is, Hope, or no?
I can do it. It's Everything Embroidery Market Connect, EEM Connect. So that is a special space for people, for everybody, vendors and the community, to be able to get together and have one space to be able to talk and learn. We will have tutorials from different vendors and us, and we have taken the classes from, we've recorded the classes from the last show. So that will be on there. There will be the podcast, which will be released a week early. Then there will be coupons through the vendors. And what am I forgetting?
Yeah. So essentially what my vision for EEM Connect, it's just, in the in-person shows, we've always said it's a place to network, it's a place to learn, it's a place to come together in community with people that enjoy the same things that we do, whether it's for a business or for personal use. Everybody that comes to these in-person shows are interested in some way to this industry. And it's not just the embroidery industry. It could be the sewing, it could be the vinyl, the sublimation, the garment decoration. Someone might be doing koozies while someone else is doing hats or shirts or bags, or just anything that someone can come in and decorate in some way, and then they either keep it for themselves, give it away, or sell it, right? So that's what Everything Embroidery Market is for. But my vision for EEM Connect is to bring that to the masses in a way that feels the same as an in-person show, but it's not, it's virtual. So we'll have these, it's not going to be a virtual trade show though, because in my mind, when I think virtual trade show, that's a month or two long deal where you can just record classes, then it's gone and there's no real community behind it. And what we're going to be building here is a true place where you can come. And week after week, month after month, we're adding on to what we've learned and grown in the past. You will have a Facebook group where we can, you know, come together, ask questions. You can search for past questions. There will be vendors that are in there. So if you were fortunate enough to watch one of the classes, the tutorials that these vendors put on for EEM Connect, then if you had a question, that vendor will be in that group. And if they miss it, there's going to be someone else there that can help answer that question. And one of the cool things is, if you are a member of EEM Connect, then guess what? You get free admission to one of our in-person shows. So my goal here really, like I said, is just to bring everyone together, for it not just to be a two times a year or one time a year thing, and just a continuous friendship. My very favorite part of going to the shows as a vendor is seeing the people that I've talked to on the phone or chatted with online or answered that email, or I, even if I don't talk to you, I see your name when the orders come through, right? So every day I see an Ashley ordered again, and I get excited. And then I get to that show and I get to see you in person. I want to bring that same feeling in to EEM Connect. And then now we also have this podcast, which will be something where we bring on some of those vendors to chat. We might have some Q&A. We're going to hopefully talk a little bit about life and what it means to be a mama and an entrepreneur and just someone who is positively affecting, hopefully, the space around them, right? So yeah. Take it away, Hope.
Well, and we really, the EEM Connect is kind of what started the whole podcast idea, is just to have this whole community and then have this podcast that maybe, you know, leads it. And we will have people that we do a Q&A with, and within the Facebook group, within the EM Connect, we will be asking questions that will, you know, then hopefully we'll get our ideas for more podcasts. And so we want this community to be strong and verbal about what else they want within the podcast. And hopefully we'll be able to provide that. And it's just a wonderful, we're just trying to make this wonderful place that we can all connect and have all these wonderful ideas. And I feel like creative people, just the more creativity breeds more creativity. Like it just keeps snowballing. So hopefully this podcast with EM Connect will really just help snowball all of our creative ideas.
Yes.
I guess y'all know about Christina and how amazing she is in this industry and what she has done. I hope have just really gotten my foot in the water here. I have been her biggest cheerleader through the years, starting LTC and going through everything. But in all reality, I am just a consumer in all things Monogram and embroidery. I love all of it. I love baby clothes. I love clothes. I'm a consumer.
Well, and so, but that's okay. I think here for this podcast and for EEM Connected, you don't have to have a business for this to be something that you find value in. We want, yes, we will have some of those business classes, and hopefully we will be able to help you grow that business or bring it to the next level. But we're also here to just discuss our love for the industry. And so people like Hope, who may be someone who's just seen it from afar, I guess you say that, but her little boys have always worn the cutest little clothes, and her mom does embroidery.
I'm just like, I'm the creative behind it saying, this is how I want it. I just don't do it. Okay, mainly because my mom won't let me touch her machine.
But I do feel like a lot of people start that way, right?
Yeah.
And
you know, I'm not against doing it. I would love to do it. It's just she won't let me touch the machine.
Well, I'll let you touch mine. Her name's Big Bertha. And we have a love-hate relationship. So when I'm not liking her, you can take over.
I'll take her for a whirl. Take her for a spin around the block.
Yes.
No, I've always been very interested in doing it myself. It was just my mom always took over and I just let her.
And that's okay. That's okay. I think maybe she needs to come on the podcast and chat too.
I think she would be a great addition to this podcast. Now, I did grow up sewing.
Yes.
And I do know how to sew. I just don't know how to do. I mean, I kind of know how to do embroidery and monogram and applique. I've watched her. I know about backing and all of that.
Yeah. But so you wouldn't be like me and be like, oh, what's stabilizer?
I do know that you put the stabilizer on there. And I do know that there's different kinds for different things and different fabrics and all of that.
See, you're not giving yourself enough credit.
Well, I come from a long line of seamstresses. Like, legit, that's what their job titles were. So, I mean, I'm not totally like.
What are you saying, Hope? Dark. What you're saying is, I'm just kidding.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying it's not like I've only been to the ball and I've never gone into a Joann's, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think I spent most of my youth in Joann's.
I feel like we need to talk about that. I think we need to talk about Joann's and Hobby Lobby, because my mom, many of you, if you've ever been to an EM or been around LTC, it is a family affair. So my mom is there. She is very, very, very creative. I like to think I'm creative, but this woman, she's like, she can see it. You think of a color, she knows the name. She knows every single like variation. She know, like, she'll be like, oh, that matches with this. And she sees it in her head. And she will remember that. So for example, if you're painting a wall, she can look at that wall, go into a paint store, and then tell you exactly what color was on your wall so that you don't buy it again because you thought you liked it the first time and you don't. Tell me how I know. So
that's so, talent.
Yeah, she's very, very, very creative. And she was an interior designer by trade, I guess. And so I think that came in handy. And just this last week, me and her and my kiddos decided it would be a fun idea to go to Hobby Lobby, which that's like the land of no return for anyone that's crafting, right? It was
buy something for $7 when you can make it for $97.
Yes. So that's kind of what happened. We were going to go in and buy an ornament, and that was going to be like a Christmas exchange type thing. So what we left with was two full carts of stuff to make wreaths and Christmas trees. So I'd like to say that, like, we're real people, right? We're real people who love to make things. We love to, we love our family.
Yeah.
Be crafty, be creative, keep learning. But like, also we really love our family, right? And so that is something that I want to come across in this podcast, in EEM Connect, in everything embroidery market, is you don't have to pick, right? You don't have to be just someone who's crafty or just a mom or just an entrepreneur or just someone who watches from the sidelines and wants to be able to do it, right? Like, you can. And if you have some sort of negative talk in your head saying otherwise, totally not true. It could be hard. You know, it's hard.
It's not always easy.
No. I mean,
worth like it.
It's hard when your baby's crawling up your leg to keep working. I don't know. I don't even know how to say
that. I think we can use all that, but I think we're just trying to bring home the point that you can find that balance, and sometimes it can be tricky, but if you have a passion for it, then you can do it. And right. As mothers, we are trying to do that.
And you say balance. Like, sometimes I feel like there isn't necessarily balance. I think
there's chaos.
There's chaos. There's always chaos. And sometimes I feel more balanced, right? But sometimes it's going to be more geared towards the family, sometimes more geared towards business or whatever.
So the best thing I've ever heard, and it has helped me so much, like especially in like the nuttiness of the last year. And I have two boys that are 6 and 2. So I have the crazy chaos factor sometimes. Is some of the balls that you're juggling are glass and some of them are plastic, and you have to learn or figure out at the time which ones can be dropped and which ones are going to break and which ones are going to bounce, and you'll be able to pick them right back up. And so it's deciding in your life and business and creativity, like, is your creativity your outlet for you? Because sometimes, like, if you do that, then you're able to like pick up a few more balls. If you have that 30 minutes or an hour just to be able to do what you want. Not that you can't, you can't always get that, but you know.
Hey, but if you're being creative, even sometimes, though more difficult, if that baby's on your hip, but you're still doing what it is that you want or need at that time, I don't know. I get that. And I actually really, really like what you're saying, because you're right. Sometimes you're going to drop things and sometimes you're going to fail, but that doesn't mean that you failed in life or business or whatever, because you prioritized and you can come back to those things that may not have mattered at that time or mattered as much.
Yeah. Maybe they were plastic balls and look, they're still on the ground. And you know what? Sometimes you might shatter a few glass ones too, but as long as you prioritize.
Yeah. That was too loud. Sorry.
But yeah, I think this is going to be a podcast that explores the ups and downs and ins and outs of life to balance with your passion and purpose and hopefully what you're making and selling is part of those things, or how to get it to become part of those things.
Right. Okay. That's a wrap. If you guys have been following us on Facebook, you know that we have been building up some anticipation about big announcement. So the podcast is one of them, and we're so excited about that. EEM Connect is number two. And number three is the announcement for the date and location of the next Everything Embroidery Market in-person show. So, drum roll, please. The next one is going to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, April 29th and 30th of 2022. So we're so excited about this show and we hope that you guys can join us. So put that on your calendar. We will be opening up registration for that very soon and we hope to see you there.
Keep your eyes peeled on the Facebook page and EEM Connect and we will get all of the information out to you in a timely manner.
Yes. And if you have any questions, you can also go to everythingembroiderymarket.com. There is a tab for EEM Connect. If you'd like to join us there, you'll also have the podcast tab. And then of course, once registration is open for the show, you'll be able to find that and buy your tickets. Buy your tickets there at everythingembroiderymarket.com. Thank you so much for listening to season one of the Sellers and Makers podcast. I hope you really are as excited about what's to come as we are. If you did enjoy this, please subscribe to the podcast now. You should be able to find our podcast at any of the major podcast players. And keep in mind, we will be airing a new episode every week for the next 10 weeks. That will be season one. And then we will begin season two after the next in-person Everything Embroidery Market. So thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.